Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker bunts towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Spurgeon goes all the way around to score. Speaker moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Myatt scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynaud. The throw from Severod and he is safe. Reynaud steals second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball four. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Williams reaches second base with a double. Robertson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Indians. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Speaker steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Severide reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Herschel Bennett now playing center field. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Note hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Note moves to second. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Note scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. George Grant now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. McManus moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Bennett moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Note is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Note hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Stevenson moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter bunts towards the mound. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Tobin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Robertson moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-7, Indians. By Spies now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. McManus reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 7. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 9-7, Indians. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Cliff Lee pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Wingard moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber scores. Wingard moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-8, Indians. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter misplays the ball. That's an error on Feuchter. Wingard scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 9, Browns, 9. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynaud strikes out. Two outs. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bispees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spees hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McManus moves to second. James Edwards now pitching. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Severide reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. It's 10-9, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wingard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Severide scores. Gerber moves to third. It's 11-9, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber scores. Wingard moves to third. It's 12-9, Browns. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wingard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-9, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Indians 9. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. McManus reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bennett bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Severide hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. George Burns pinch hits for Reynaud. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball towards center. Bennett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bennett. Stevenson moves to second. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Feuchter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Burns moves to third. It's 13-10, Browns. George Uhel pinch hits for Garland Buckeye. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Feuchter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-11, Browns. Pat McNulty pinch runs for George Uhel. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchster. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Fuchster steals third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuchster scores. McNulty moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 13-12, Browns. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a fly ball towards center. Bennett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bennett. McNulty moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 15-13, Indians. Dixie Davis now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. 2 outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sewell moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fuchster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Stevenson scores. Burns moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 17-13, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 20-13, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Bennett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bennett. Jameson moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Jameson moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Severide to McManus and they have Spurgeon trapped. The throw over to Sisler, who applies the tag for the out. Jameson scores. That run is unearned. It's 21-13, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 21, and the Browns 13. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schott now pitching. George Burns now playing first base. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber takes first base on ball four. Leo Dixon pinch hits for Dixie Davis. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon takes first base on ball four. Gerber moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Gerber moves to third. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 21, and the Browns 13. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and three walks. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Stauffer covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 21, and the Browns 13. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Bennett reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 21-14, Indians. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Severide takes first base on ball four. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Bennett moves to third. Severide moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gerber takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice pinch hits for Ed Stauffer. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 21, and St. Louis Browns, 14. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.